webs. Catch a spider's web with the morning sun shining through it and you can see it clearly. A neat pattern of threads, often a wheel of lines spreading out from the middle with rings going around. The spider made every bit of that thread inside its own body and pulled it out as it built. Spider silk comes out as a runny liquid from little nozzles at the back end of the spider and firms into solid thread as the spider draws it out and stretches it. For how light and thin it is, the thread is very strong. For its weight, it is stronger than steel. A spider can hang its whole weight from a single strand and it won't snap. And nobody teaches a spider how to build. It hatches knowing how, the way you didn't have to be taught how to breathe. A spider also builds a trap it won't get stuck in itself. Some of the threads in the web are coated in tiny drops of glue, and those are the ones that catch bugs. But not every thread is sticky, and the spider runs only along the dry ones with feet built so the glue doesn't hold them. When a fly blunders into the sticky threads and gets caught, the spider feels the web shaking and comes running. A young spider spinning its very first web, having been shown nothing by anyone, still lays out the same kind of web its kind has always made.